You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba.
Let's do this together. Let's claim our future for ourselves, for our children, and for our country. I'll see you in Oakland.
Well, 20,000 people saw her in Oakland. They answered Kamala Harris's call and poured into downtown Oakland on Sunday to witness history.
I stand before you today to announce my candidacy for President of the United States.
So why in Oakland? Well, she was born there and spent some of her childhood there. Back in the 90s, she served as Alameda County's deputy district attorney, and now she wants to unseat Donald Trump. KLW's Janae Darden was in the thick of the rally scene, and she's here to talk about what she saw, what she heard, and why Harris launched her campaign in Oakland. Hey, Janae.
Hello, Hannah.
Okay, so you went to the rally. What did you first notice there?
The lines.
Uh-huh.
There were thousands of people in line for several blocks at each entrance. Mm-hmm. And the rally was supposed to start at noon, started late. And I met people who waited hours to get into the Frank Ogawa Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
Some didn't make it.
Hours?
Hours. Yeah, some didn't make it. Security was tight. There were helicopters and police everywhere. There was even like a dog at the media check-in.
Like the airport?
Yeah, worse than airport. 20,000 people, you know, at the airport. There was a dog, the bomb sniffer dog at media check-in. So her security team was serious.
Right. Well, aside from it being her birthplace, why do you think she picked Oakland to do this?
I was surprised she chose Oakland because even though she was born in Oakland, she's well known for being the former DA in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
But Oakland's popularity outside of California has boomed. And there's articles about Oakland as a travel destination.
Mm-hmm.
And Oakland has gone Hollywood with Black Panther and Sorry to Bother You.
Yeah.
Of course, there's also our social justice legacy in Oakland, like the Black Panther Party and Occupy movement.
Right.
So maybe having it in Oakland was a way of her reaching liberals who say the Democrats aren't progressive enough.
Mm-hmm. So was there anything in particular that gave this rally an Oakland feel? What was it?
It was a diverse crowd along racial and gender lines, which is definitely reflective of not just Oakland, you know, but the greater Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
And her slogan, it's not Kamala Harris for president,
mm-hmm.
but her slogan is Kamala Harris for the people.
For the people.
For the people.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
then there was the music.
I just want to be myself. Yeah, don't yeah. sweat, don't be yourself. Follow me, follow me, follow me. Girl, be yourself. That's why I be myself.
I noticed that she was trying to send a message out with her music choices.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the songs were very pro-woman, a lot of hip-hop. She walked onto stage to Mary J. Blige's song, Work That.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about women being themselves and how some people don't support that. Then she left to My Shot from Hamilton, the Roots version.
Mm-hmm.
I shot, not thrown away my shot. I said I'm not thrown away my shot.
They'll say, it's not your time. They'll say, wait your turn. They'll say the odds are long. They'll say it can't be done. But America's story has always been written by people who can see what can be, unburdened by what has been.
So did she get into any detailed policy talk?
Not really. Some people told me they wish she had mentioned details about policies that she'd want to implement. But she was specific about a tax cut.
Mm-hmm.
We will deliver the largest working and middle class tax cut in a generation. Up to $500 a month. We'll pay for it by reversing this administration's giveaways to the top big corporations.
So any connection to the Me Too movement?
Me Too supporters and Women's March supporters were there in full force. They told me they appreciated that she mentioned sexism and sexual assault. And there were many Black women in attendance, including her sorority sisters of Alpha Kappa Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
If you saw a Black woman in pink and green, chances are those were her sorority sisters. They're a very influential organization. In mm-hmm. fact, Coretta Scott King was a member.
Uh-huh.
So I talked with one of Senator Harris's sorority sisters, April Madison Ramsey, who's from their Oakland alumni chapter.
I think first and foremost, black women are the most frequent voters in terms of demographics to begin with. So you add to that a sisterhood of service and people who are committed, I agree. This will be what helps her move forward.
All right, the sorority sisters are there for her.
Yeah, and I not only noticed her sorority sisters, but members of other black fraternities and sororities were there wearing letters, including mine, Sigma Gamma Rho sorority. Yep, shout out to my sorors, hey.
Okay, so are there any opposers or people not so in love with Senator Harris?
Of course, this is America. Mm. So someone heckled her early on when she began going over her legal career history. There is concern from liberal voters about her not being progressive enough and locking up people of color in the past. I spoke with Opie Alfred, and he is a Bernie Sanders supporter.
She locked up many minorities in jail due to marijuana charges, and as well, she's not for. She went to Wall Street to raise money for a campaign. She's pretending to be progressive, but she's not really about the actual issues like Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is actually for Medicare for All, $15 minimum wage, Green New Deal.
Now, what happens if she clinches the Democratic nomination and she faces off against Trump? Will you vote for her?
So she becomes a Democratic nominee, I'm actively gonna campaign against her. I don't care if Trump becomes president for another 4 years. She's not going to do anything to fix the country.
Do you think she would be worse than him, or better, or neutral?
The same.
Okay. Were there any undecideds in the crowd?
I also met people who were on the fence, and they came there to learn more about Senator Harris. I met a UC Berkeley student from Youngstown, Ohio, whose community went for Trump, and he wanted to see if she could flip his town. Mm-hmm. So he's still on the fence, but he has plenty of time to decide because the Democratic primaries in California and Ohio, they're not until March of 2020.
Right. So her headquarters are in Baltimore. Why is that?
Right, because it's close to Washington where she can still do her senator work, mm-hmm. But she'll have a second office in Oakland. And Hana, she said in her speech that this will not be an ordinary election. And it's true, there are already three other women who have announced they're running. And there's even signs that Hillary Clinton may enter the race. Mm-hmm. So buckle up, Hana. It is going to be a long and definitely bumpy ride.
All right. We're with you on that ride. Thanks, Janae.
Thank you.
Janae Darden is KLW's East Oakland reporter. You can email her at janae@klw.org.